Hello, everybody. Welcome to Classy and Confused, where I'm your host, Will, and it's a candid discussion on contemporary society, and this is my first podcast ever. Hey. How's everybody doing? Everyone survived the holidays? And we're into a brand new year, which is exciting. Hi. I look a hot mess right now, so thank God this is a podcast and you can't see me. Although I am trying to record this on video as well, in case I want to put it on YouTube. We'll see. So if you see me on YouTube, you see my glasses, and you probably think that I'm a hipster, but I'm not a hipster. I actually had these glasses before. They were cool. Which is a very hipster thing to say. Hi, Crystal!
Hi!
This is my lovely little friend. Oh, there she is in the corner. How are you doing today?
Good, how about you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How were your holidays? Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Yes.
All right, so, let me just figure out this microphone thing. Today's topics... First of all, we're going to be talking about internet subcultures because I discovered the most bizarre, like, YouTube subculture ever. And I think I'm the first person to discover this because it is truly, truly weird. And we're also going to talk about being single because, you know, I'm single and I think it's a good thing. And I'll tell you why later. So, my sister, actually, I was just having dinner with my parents. And this came up. She's dating a cop. She's been single for not that long, though, has she?
No.
Yeah, she just has... Well, she doesn't call him her boyfriend. They're just seeing each other. But he's a cop. And that kind of puts me off a little bit. I dated a cop once, and it wasn't fun, like, at all. So I may be biased, but yeah. Little tip, don't date cops. Trust me. Right, Crystal?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's hope Dalcia does not listen to this little podcast. And yeah, the holidays. Thank God those are over. I actually gained 5 pounds. 5 pounds. I'm not lying. I gained 5 pounds from... When was Thanksgiving? Sometime in October. Yeah, I've gained 5 pounds since Thanksgiving. And I've been working my ass off trying to get rid of it. So I started working out. I'm like, okay, what can I do? Let's do P90X, and oh my god, I did it on Monday, and today's what, Thursday? My entire body hurts. It hurts so bad, and I haven't worked out since then, because no way in hell. The other day, I tried to do skip rope. I did that for like 40 minutes, and then passed out on the floor in a pool of sweat, and it was not attractive at all. I was a big hot mess. So yeah, I'm thinking of just, you know, not exercising and whatever. Love my lub. How about you, Crystal? Did you gain any weight?
Yes,
you did. Yes. You can tell you get. No, Crystal gains all of her weight in her booty. She's lucky. Not like me. I get it all in my stomach.
Excuse me, William, Prince William.
Oh, that's right, Prince William. Thank you. All right, internet subcultures. Woohoo! All right, so you know, youth subculture is a very interesting topic to talk about. I mean. I was studying abroad in England a year ago. Oh, no, it's almost been 2 years. That's hard to believe. And I took a class there on contemporary youth cultures and subcultures. And it's a very interesting topic to discuss. There's a ton of weird things out there. And I don't want to call them weird because that's being a little judgmental. But forgive me because I don't have a very elaborate vocabulary. Anyways, I was browsing around on YouTube watching reviews for microphones because I needed to buy a new one. And this is how I stumbled upon this. So I was watching reviews on YouTube, and then, you know how in the sidebar of YouTube they show like related videos and you can click it? I clicked one, and I kid you not, it was 45 minutes long. And it was of this woman stroking a microphone, like this. Yeah, for 40 minutes. And I'm like, what the hell? There's a lot of strange videos on YouTube. I'm sure everybody knows that. Like, YouTube is full of very questionable material. But I was intrigued by this. 45 minutes. Who has the patience to sit there and stroke a microphone? And for why? Right?
Yeah.
Would you be weirded out if you came across that video on YouTube?
Yes.
Of a girl sitting there stroking a microphone?
Yes.
Just staring?
That's
it was very strange to me. And I'm like, okay, what the hell? And the title of the video was like 45 minutes of something, something. I can't even remember. I'm like, what? So, excuse me, I'm just drinking tea while I'm here, so forgive me. And I'm eating gingerbread. That's not helping my 5 pounds that I need to lose. Whatever.
Yes, Tip, it's really good.
The kids say YOLO, right? So, YOLO! Alright, so I'm like intrigued by this video. I'm like, okay, why? Like, why? And I go down to the comment section, and this one YouTuber commented, she said, wow, those who don't understand the concept of ASMR will really find this video weird. And I'm like, okay, it is weird. And WTF is ASMR? So, curiosity strikes me. I am obsessed with Wikipedia. If I come across something I don't know, I will research the death out of that topic. Anyways, okay, so ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. what? I studied geography in school, not psychology. What the hell does this mean? So, Wikipedia, here I am. Okay, this is what Wikipedia says it is. ASMR is a... whatever. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, ASMR is a perceptual phenomenon characterized as a distinct, pleasurable, tingling sensation of the head, scalp, back, and spine regions of the body, which is a response to visual, auditory, or cognitive stimuli. Apparently, well, okay, this is it. This isn't a real thing. This is like a mind thing. You know, kind of like, what's that disease where people think they're sick, but they're not sick? I'm so bad with this. Okay, I should really plan out before I talk. Fibromyalgia? Is that what it's called? I don't know. Anyways, it's this thing that people think they have. So, it says on Wikipedia, it's referred to as a brain orgasm. Brain orgasm. Interesting. Okay, so apparently some people, when they hear certain things or see certain things or have certain experiences, they get tingles in the back of their head and it runs down their spine. And apparently it's a very pleasurable feeling. And you know what? I think I might have experienced this once. Because I was reading through a whole bunch of different articles online, and it says that sometimes people experience this sensation when they're receiving, like, special one-on-one undivided attention from a stranger, such as, like, getting your hair cut or getting your eyes examined. And it's really weird, but I think it's happened to me when I've been getting my hair cut before. Like, I don't know if it's the way they cut your hair, or if it's the noises, or if it's the attention, but I got, like, weird tingly sensations, and I'm like, maybe this is a real thing.
It is real.
Crystal agrees! Okay.
Crystal,
have you ever experienced, like, tingling in the back of your head?
Yes.
Here, talking to the mic. You have, okay.
Yes, when I get my hair cut.
You do too?
Yeah.
You get weird tinglies. Okay. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I love gingerbread. Okay. I'm not a fatty, I promise. Only on weekends.
William.
Right. The thing is, though, whether... Oh my god. I don't... I'm so not technical. I'm, like, playing a YouTube video of it. And it's in my headphone really loud, and I'm not sure if... Whatever. Anyways... The thing is, though, the ASMR subculture online, though, I think is, to me at least, seems oddly sexual. And go onto YouTube and type in ASMR, and there are literally thousands of videos. And this subculture is actually, like, huge. See, look, I type in ASMR to YouTube. 1.96 million results, which is insane. There are these people online who have YouTube channels and make videos to stimulate this tingly sensation. And there's this one girl on here. This is incredible. There's this one girl on here named Gentle Whispers. Because apparently whispering like this gives people like a tingly sensation. And that, the whisper thing, I think that's sexual. She does role playing with whispering, like haircuts and maid service. Hi, how are you? I'm here to clean your house. That's I don't know. She says it's not sexual. She's been on the news before. Only once, some local radio station, I think from ABC News, had an interview with her, and she says it's not sexual at all. But this chick, Gentle Whispering is her name on YouTube. She has over 160,000 subscribers. That's 160,000 subscribers. And let's see. Guess how many video views she has? Over 45 million. That is huge. How have we not heard about this before? It's so bizarre. Send me an email or a Facebook message or tweet or something if you've ever experienced this phenomenon, if you think it's real, if you think it's just weird. But these videos that these YouTubers put out, not only are they weird, like whispering and role-playing, but they're long. I have seen some videos that go on for 3.5 hours. Who has the patience to watch that, first of all? Really? Oh, Crystal, would you watch these videos? Would you watch a video of someone whispering and touching you?
Yes.
It's really weird, but they go up to each side of the microphone, like over here to the left, and then over here to the right. Like, that is sexual to me. I'm sorry, maybe I'm judgmental, but it's oddly sexual, even though I have experienced this phenomenon at my hairdresser, which is really weird. And I need to get my hair done again because, oh God, it is a hot mess. Anyway, so that's that. A little education for you. ASMR 101. I'm Professor William Abrams. Thank you very much. I'm really curious to see what other people think about this. All right, moving on to the next topic. Single, a blessing in disguise. Because it is. And I'm not saying that it is because I'm single and I'm biased. I mean, I think it's good to be single. I know Crystal over here disagrees with me because she didn't just turn 30. She's turned 30 in June, right?
No, July.
She turned 30 in July and she's still single. She wants a man, right?
Yes.
She puts on her Facebook status, anyone single, I want to find a husband. I wish it was that easy. God. Have you had any luck with that, Crystal, on Facebook?
No.
Sorry about that, honey. Anyways, I think being single is good, and you disagree with me, but... Alright, so I'm coming up on 25 years old, and I've been single for quite a while. I mean, I've been single for about 19 months now, but before my last relationship, I was single for like 5 years, so it's something that I'm used to, but... At the same time, you know, does anyone else have this problem when you're at family gatherings or you see relatives or friends you haven't seen in a while and they ask you, oh, so are you seeing anybody? Sorry, that's my phone going off. Are you seeing anybody? And you're like, no, just me. And you get that stare or that look. Why not? You know, they think, oh, what's wrong with you? Here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with us for being single. We're single by choice. I could have a boyfriend, no problem. Trust me. But I care about myself too much, and I care about what I'm doing right now. But I'm not the type of person who will date just for the sake of dating. You know, if I'm going to date someone, they better damn well be perfect in my books. I mean, I have a long list of criteria, and of course you gotta compromise when it comes to relationships, and you can't expect everyone to be perfect, but I mean, really, I wanna find a decent human being. I'm not gonna settle for someone who is not just, I'm not gonna settle, right? So, however long it takes, if I'm 35 and still single, I think I'd be okay with it. And I think being single is important, especially in your early, mid-20s, maybe even late 20s, because the thing is, this is gonna sound bad, and I might make some enemies, but when I look at my friends and my family, and, you know, peers and coworkers around my age, or older, or younger, and I look at them, and some of them have been in relationships for 4 years, 5, 6, 7, even 8 years, and they're in their mid-20s, and I'm thinking, what the hell are you doing? You know? I mean, I hate to compare myself to them, but I have a few single friends who are long-term singles just like me. Like, not just, oh, I've been single for 3 months. No, like, dedicated single people like me. I have a few friends who are like that. And when I compare my friends who have been in these, you know, relationships for a couple years versus my single friends, I mean, it's not gonna lie, single people are, I think, more successful. I mean, tell me if you disagree with me. Send me a tweet or something. But, I mean, here's the thing. My single friends and family... Crystal, can you hear this on your headphones?
Yes.
All right, just check. My friends and family and acquaintances who, you know, are in their mid-20s, but they've been in relationships for the last few years, none of them went to university and got a degree. Or if they did, they dropped out, or if they're working on it part-time, like one class a semester. They don't have good jobs, you know, entry-level retail work and stuff like that. And there's no real ambition. And it's kind of sad when I see people like this, you know, and stuck in relationships, and neither of these people are educated or motivated to do anything. And the thing is, with me being single for such a long time, like throughout my entire bachelor's degree, I was single. And I think that was good because first of all, I got to see the world. I did a lot of studying abroad and traveling by myself. And I was not distracted at school at all. I have a stellar GPA, 3.8. Thank you very much. I'm very happy about that. And I'm not smart. So I was able to work hard. So I've accomplished a lot for my age. I mean, I'm not going to brag. Let me just stop there. But, I mean, and by doing these things alone, by spending so much time with myself, you know, I've come to learn a lot about me and who I am, and have done a lot of self-discovery, and I've picked up so many different hobbies. Like, I've learned to sew, I've learned to paint, I've learned to do pottery, and now I'm learning to do podcasting, you know, because I'm single, and I want to discover myself and what I like and what I don't like. So being single has allowed me to go on this huge self-discovery journey, and I'm very comfortable with who I am. I know who I am, and I mean, I'm ready to date, of course, but I think, I mean, self-discovery is such an important part of growing up and such an important part of your 20s. And if you spend your early, mid, and late 20s in a relationship for so long, you miss out on so much. And it breaks my heart to see people who don't live to their opportunity. I just want to shake them and be like, no, stop it. You could be amazing. Go discover yourself, you know, fail, try, learn, do something. And yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's really disappointing when I see people stuck in these relationships. And plus, you grow. Compare yourself from 19 to 25. Sure, that's only 6 years, but damn, it's a hell of a difference. If I were to marry the person that I was dating when I was 19 years old, oh, hell no. I mean, you change as a person. Your taste changes. Your outlook on life changes. I mean, I was reading an article by a dating expert. I can't remember who it is, but she says that do not get married until you're at least 29. And I think that is a good advice. That is good age, because you grow, you mature, you don't know what the hell you're getting yourself into. I don't know, maybe I'm just a bitter Betty, but I mean, being single is good. Sure, I'm lonely sometimes, but I mean, I'm on the road to self-discovery. I've accomplished a lot for someone my age, and I'm very proud of it.
At least you are proud of yourself.
Thank you. So, if I have any relatives watching, yes, I'm still single. No, there's nothing wrong with me. Okay? And I'm fine being single. If the right person comes along, they come along. But I'm not going to go get it. I mean, I care about myself. I care about my health, my well-being, my psyche. Just let me figure out who I am before I figure out who I want to share my life with. It's not a decision you need to take lightly. And I've apparently been recording for 21 minutes so far. So I've never done a podcast before. I've listened to them, but only professional ones. Like, oh, Freakonomics. I geek out when it comes to statistics. Here I go on another ramble. I got an A+ in statistics. Thank you very much. And I love statistics, and I'm so not math savvy at all, but I don't know. Freakonomics is a great podcast. Go listen to it. But I don't know how long podcasts are supposed to last. So, I mean, 20 minutes, I've probably drained your attention. So, I'm sorry. I'm single. And I hope you guys are single, too, and enjoying it. And if you are in a relationship, and you're in your 20s, and you're in a long-term relationship, I don't know. If you disagree with me, let me know. I want to hear your side of it. But the dating experts agree with me, so sorry, not sorry, I'm right. Woohoo! Anyways, I hope everyone's having a very happy new year so far. Take care of yourself. I know I'm not going to be working out because my body hurts. Let me just try to eat healthy and finish my gingerbread. Alright. Thanks so much for watching my first podcast, everybody. I love you. Stay safe, stay happy. Stay classy, too, okay? Don't do anything bad. Don't do anything you wouldn't want your grandma to watch you do, okay? All right, love you guys. Bye. Say bye, Crystal.
Bye.
Thank you so much for coming in, by the way.
Oh, you are.
You're such a sweetheart. I don't know how to use... I'm so not tech savvy with this, but here, let me just move this webcam. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Do you love it?
Yes.
Bye, guys. Have Bye. A safe one, and I will catch you in a couple days, because this is really fun, and if I can figure out how the hell to upload this thing... We're golden. All right. Bye.